energy, following the pranic trail. At present, human beings identify with the body and the mind in a variety of ways. But fundamentally, what you call myself is just a certain amount of energy. Modern science has proved beyond all doubt that all of existence is made of the same energy, manifesting itself in millions of bewilderingly different ways. When Einstein gives us the formula E equals mc squared, he is, to put it simply, saying that everything in the universe can be seen as just one energy. Religions all over the world have been proclaiming the same thing using somewhat different terminology when they assert God is everywhere. Modern science has arrived at its conclusions through mathematical deduction. Religion has arrived at its conclusions through belief. But the yogi is a hard nut who will not settle for deduction or belief. He or she seeks to experience the ultimate through the enhancement of individual perception. Consequently, the yogic tradition does not mention God or deny it either. The human longing to expand is actually just an expression of the ultimate formless intelligence that is the very source of who we are. Instead of trying to find the source of our longing, we try to give it expression in the outside world. Due to the nature of our outward-bound senses, we are deceived into believing that outward expression will somehow bring fulfillment. When you misinterpret the expression as the cause, it will only bring entanglement, not freedom. The sole aim of every individual's life energies is to touch the infinite, the very core of our making. They know no other aim. Your mind may be thinking of money or a new house, your body may be longing for food or sleep, but your life energies are always longing to break the boundaries set by your physical and mental structures. Slowly in the process of living, many people have stopped following the trajectory of their life energies. The result is that they start believing that they are separate or autonomous entities. But separateness is a myth. The content of both your physical and mental bodies has been gathered from the outside. They belong to you, but they are not you. If you want to go the way your body is going currently, you should know that it is going straight to the grave. Similarly, whatever you know as the mind is a complex mess of all the stuff that has been accumulating. The objectives of the mind are entirely self-created. They may seem to be fine right now, but they usually take you completely away from the process of life. So if you go the way your mind goes, you should know you are heading towards an alternative psychological creation. It may be fascinating, stimulating, or even comforting for a length of time, but it bears no relation at all to existential reality. The entire yogic process is aimed at aligning oneself with the natural longing of life to expand in an unlimited way. It gives conscious expression to this basic human need. The various spiritual practices in the yogic sciences are intended to assist this longing on three levels: the physical body, the mental body, and the third sheath or layer of human mechanism, the pranamaya kosha or the energy body. Yoga means to experience the mental and physical processes distinctly, not as the basis of yourself, but as that which is caused by you. If you manage these two instruments of body and mind consciously, then your experience of life is 100% of your making. All you need to do is create a distance between you and everything that you have accumulated from outside. Everything that you have gathered in this life, accompanies you wherever you go. It is deeply attached to you. You in turn are deeply attached to it, on some unconscious level. It becomes an encumbrance because you don't know when to put it down and when to pick it up. It is like a sack you carry on your shoulders all the time. But it is possible for you to put it down. It will still be your companion, but at least it won't be that burdensome. It is definitely possible to create some distance between you and what you have gathered. You can use it when you want, but you need not be identified with it. If you cannot maintain this distance, your whole vision of life will be clouded, your memory and your imagination, which includes all your ideas, beliefs, and emotions, belong to the psychological realm. Life can be tasted and transcended only when there is a distinction between the psychological and the existential. The spiritual process means a return to life. It means following the deep intelligence of your life energies. There are many ways of recognizing which way your life energies want to go. If you disidentify with the psychological and physiological processes, you will clearly see this. It is only when you consciously head in the direction of your life energies that you find equanimity and harmony. It is only in such a stable state that you would dare to explore the highest levels of exuberance and venture into the deepest mysteries of life. Pain, not suffering. In my motorcycle days, I used to ride all over the country. One day when I was in a remote area, a freak accident occurred, and my calf muscle was slashed right up to the bone. So I went to a local clinic, asked the doctor to fix my leg. The doctor examined the wound and said there was no way he could, because he had no anesthetic facility. He suggested that I rush to a bigger hospital and seek immediate medical attention. I said I didn't have the time, that I had to continue my journey because I had a schedule to meet. I told him he had to fix it. He refused. I was bleeding profusely. After much argument, he gave in because a pool of blood was gathering where I stood. So without any anesthesia, he began to put my muscle together, which took about 52 sutures on 3 different levels. Through this entire process, I was having a conversation with him. He was sweating and puffing through it all. After it was over, he asked me incredulously, "Is there no pain in your leg at all?" There was pain, terrible, unbearable pain. But pain is a natural phenomenon, and it is good. Without it, you wouldn't know if your leg was chopped off, but suffering is another matter altogether. Pain is bad enough. Why make it worse with suffering? Suffering is entirely self-created, and every human being has the choice to suffer or not to suffer. It doesn't take much intelligence to choose the latter.